What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Gems from the Ether podcast, and I'm your host, Ethereal Kia, of course. And today, I want to talk about love. More specifically, I want to talk about what love is not. So I'm just going to jump right in. My first little point that I made, my little guidelines for the episode, the first thing I put down is love is not pain. Love is not pain. Now, I'm not going to say that it's never going to hurt, but it shouldn't be based off of hurt. You should not have to prove your love by how much another person can hurt you. You know what I mean? So the reason that this came up is because I was having a conversation with somebody and they were like, you know, well, how would you feel if I went out and, you know, messed with somebody else? And I'm like, I mean, I don't know how I would feel. It depends on the circumstances. You know, it's not a black and white answer for me. You know what I mean? Like, because at the end of the day, that's what you wanted to do. So that was your choice. I am not going to take it personal. It has nothing to do with me. And therefore, I'm not going to internalize it as something that is an offense to me. I might feel disrespected by it, but that doesn't mean that because I'm not going to, like, be mad and throw a fit and pop up on you, come to your job, cuss you out, and do all that, that I don't care. It doesn't mean that, you know, I'll be okay with it. But at the end of the day, I have no choice but to be okay with it. And then I choose how I want to deal with that or not deal with it at all. So I say that to say, you know, sometimes people they try to gauge how much you love them based on how much pain, you know, you would feel if they did something to hurt you. And it's like, bro or ma'am. That's not a good way to gauge whether somebody loves you or not. Not for me, at least. Please keep in mind that this is strictly my opinion. I didn't read this anywhere. I didn't do any research. This is all just like how I feel and how I think and how I conceptualize love based on the things that I've been through. So yeah, love is not pain. Like, people think that, oh, if you don't hurt, you know, as a result of these actions, then it means you don't care. No, it doesn't mean I don't care. It means that I have more control over my feelings than you do. So if I choose to be hurt by it, that's because I that's how I feel and that's how I want to feel in that moment. But as far as like, oh, if you don't feel some type of way about what I do, then that means you don't care. No, it doesn't. It means that I'm going to be okay regardless of what you do, because that's how my love operates. My love starts with self. And with that being said, you can do whatever you want. May my feelings be hurt? Yes, they may. May I find it rude or disrespectful or inconsiderate? That's absolutely possible. But should you gauge how much I love you based on the amount of pain you expect me to go through based on your actions? No, that's where you got it messed up. Next point. Love is not conflict. Not to me, at least. I don't know why so many people think that love has to be a battle or a war. Like, you have to fight to prove your love. Like, if you're not willing to fight, if you're not, and it's like, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I don't enjoy fighting. I don't enjoy conflict. I don't enjoy confrontation. So love, which I do enjoy, is not associated with those things to me. Like, no, I'm not gonna, like, you know, like, always try to prove my point or always be right or, like, always be at some constant, like, back and forth to show that I really care. Because if I didn't care, then I would, you know, just not say anything. And it's like, no, I can care and still not say anything because I'd rather you live in whatever you think than to unnecessarily have some type of battle of egos, basically. Like, my ego don't work like that. I don't need my ego appeased through external validation. We can disagree on a whole lot of stuff, and I can still love you, and I would hope that you would still love me. But we don't have to, like, be at each other's necks or throats or, you know, like, just constantly in some type of conflict or like internal war. Like, we can skip that. That doesn't have to be a part of love, and it doesn't make your love more valid if you have it. Like, love without conflict is just as valid, just as good, and way more peaceful than love with conflict. But depending on, you know, how some people were raised, or their own, you know, how their mind works, or based on their experiences, they associate conflict with love. Like, oh, if you don't argue with me, then that means you don't care. Okay, well, I might not care because I'm not going to argue with you. I don't need that conflict. I don't enjoy that, so I'm not going to indulge in it. You know what I mean? Like, conflict is, you know, inevitable at some point. I don't think that any two people who love each other will, you know, just have a totally seamless relationship where there's never any type of confrontation or disagreement or argument. I think that is unrealistic. However, if you feel like you have to argue with the person you love, that is some stuff that I just cannot get behind, and I will not personally participate in that, because love is not conflict. Next point, love is not possessive. Oh my God, love is not possessive. Love is not possessive. Love is not possessive. I can't say it enough. People think that if you love somebody, then you want them all to yourself, and you gotta, you know, have control, and you have to know everything about how they think and how they move and what they're doing and who they're with and this and that. No, hell to the no. No, no, no. Love is not that. That is control. That is fear. That's not love. Like, you don't have to possess something or someone to love it. You don't have to have it, you know, actually in your possession, in your hands, in your eyesight to love it. And you don't have to express the desire to control people to prove that you love them. Oh, you doing this? Oh, you doing that? Oh, you going here? Oh, you going there? Well, I don't like that. Okay, and you don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. If the intention is not, you know, to be disrespectful, rude, deceptive, you know, if it's not that, then why are you tripping? Let these people be who they are. Either you love them for who they are, or maybe you love a version of them that you wish they were or want them to be. But I can tell you one thing, love doesn't change the other person. Like, love doesn't change them. So if people want to change, it's because they choose to. If people want to move different based on the relationship that's been established, let that be their choice. But you cannot go around, like, forcing people's hands or forcing certain behavior or trying to control what people do or who they associate with, all under the name of love. That's not love. That's control, and you're tripping. Next point. Now we're going to talk about what love is to me. To me, love is freedom. I really believe that when you love somebody or something, you just let it be. You let it be what it is. You observe it. You know, there are things you're going to like about it. There are things you're not going to like that much. You know what I mean? And maybe that might change your love at some point. Maybe it won't. It might make it stronger. It might make it less. But the first part to me, one of the most important parts of loving something is, or someone, is loving it or them in their entirety. Like, flaws and all. You don't have to like everything. But if you love something, before you love something, you first have to accept it. So how are you loving somebody or something and you haven't even accepted it in the form that is most natural to it? Excuse me. It's like, you know, like I always use the example of like a butterfly. Like to me, I'll say I am a butterfly. I'm free. I flutter. I'm, you know, sometimes all over the place. And people like that. And then for some reason, after the relationship has reached a certain point, it's like all of a sudden they want to cage you. Now you're not the butterfly that they fell in love with. You're the butterfly that they put in the cage and put in the house so that they can always keep their eye on it. So that, you know what I mean? And that's not what butterflies are meant to do. And at that point, you're not loving the butterfly as it is, because you're so scared that it's going to fly away and be itself that you feel like you have to box it in. You feel like you have to possess it and control it, you know, and that's how you show your love. No, freedom. Let it be. Let that person be who they are. And if you fall out of love with them based on who they actually are, that might be better for you. Maybe they're not who you thought they were. If you just watch and wait and observe and allow that to be what it is. You know what I mean? Like, people like get in their feelings and the first thing they want to do is try to like wrap their arms so tight. Like, you're mine. This is mine. This is mine. This is mine. It's never yours. It's never yours. It's never yours. You can experience someone or something without possessing it. You will never possess another person. You can't. So it's ridiculous to even try to. Next point. Love is peace. It should bring calm. It should be relieving. Like, when you are with somebody that you love, that should be a peaceful connection. It should be a peaceful environment when you're together. It should be something that you look forward to after dealing with all the harsh stuff that's out here in the world. You know what I mean? Like, love should be like, it should be like an oasis, kind of, or like a comfort zone. You know what I mean? Like, it should be somewhere that you feel like you can let your guard down and just enjoy the presence of another person without like harsh judgments, you know, without certain expectations, and just total peace. Like, just chill. To me, love is very peaceful. It's very chill. It's very relaxing. It's very calming. It's very supportive. It's like home. Love should feel like home, not like you're outside in the street trying to get through. Like, that's crazy. Love is peace to me. And also, last point, love is compromise. What else did I write? Love allows you to bend, but it shouldn't break you. It shouldn't feel like you're losing. Love should not be draining you. Love should not be like a drain on your energy. Love should not make you feel worse than, you know, the absence of it. It is about compromise. Sometimes you will have to, you know, bend on certain things and loosen up on some of your rigidity. You know, to kind of allow room for your own self to grow and also allow room to grow with another person in a constructive way. So in that way, love is definitely, there's a compromising component to love and being in love or being with somebody that you claim to love, there's definitely going to come a time when you're going to have to compromise on something. But it shouldn't be like something that is really, really, you know, deeply important to you, because at that point you're like changing yourself, and that's not cool. But yeah, love is compromise. I mean, it's inevitable, you know, but it doesn't necessarily have to be sacrifice. And there's a difference, because compromise is like, okay, you give a little, you get a little, you know, it's a mutual thing. Sacrifice means you're giving up something, and I don't know how I feel about that in relation to love. And the reason is because when you have to sacrifice things, when you have to sacrifice things in order for something else to flourish, a lot of times that builds up resentment. And it can feel like, you know, you're not allowed to have certain things or be a certain way because you've decided to go in this direction with this person or whatever. So that's the difference to me between sacrifice and compromise. I mean, small sacrifices, cool. Big ones, I don't know. Compromise, definitely. So just to go over everything really that I just talked about, love is not pain. It should not hurt, and you shouldn't have to prove your love by how much you're hurt or how much you're willing to hurt for someone else. That ain't it. Love is not conflict. You do not have to fight your way through love. It should not be a constant battle. It should not be a constant war. Love is not possessive. You can love something and let it be. It doesn't have to serve you in exactly the way you want to, or it doesn't have to operate in the way that you necessarily think is best or the way that's most beneficial to you. If you really love that thing, that person, love it in its entirety. Let it be what it is and love it that way, even if it means loving it from a distance, because up close it might get a little dangerous or whatever. It might get rocky, whatever. But that's something you notice when you can appreciate something for what it is and accept it for what it is. And then you choose whether you want to love it or not. Love is freedom. Oh, did I already say that? Let that thing be. Love is peace. It should bring you calm. It should be relieving. It should be like a zen state, you know, when you're in the company of people you love, or when you're with somebody you love, or when you're surrounded by things you love. It should bring satisfaction and peace and calm, not chaos. If your love is chaotic, I mean, that's on you. I don't know. I don't, whatever, but it doesn't work for me. So to me, love is peace. And last but not least, love is compromise. You are definitely going to have to bend at some parts, but love should not break you. You should not feel like you're losing by choosing love. You should not feel like you're giving up parts of yourself that you like or care about or want to develop more because somebody else doesn't like it and you love them. So no, don't do that. Love is compromise. Love is peace. Love is freedom. Love is not possessive. Love is not conflict. And love is not pain. And that's the gems from the ether for today. Peace. Something happened inside of me. I'm losing touch of reality. 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 Losing touch of reality.